You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, and it's that time of the season once again for all you Theater by the Sea fans to have our interview with Amy Turner. She is the producing artistic director of Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. It's always nice to be here.
It's great to see you once again. We have the privilege of interviewing Amy, five or six times during the season. That's a great thing. And she always brings a special guest with her. And tonight we have Joel Briel. Welcome, Joel.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Nice to see you. And Joel is starring in the Theater by the Sea production of Little Shop of Horrors. That's a first time in this area for that show, I think. Right, Amy?
Yeah, to my knowledge, it has actually been produced at Theater by the Sea, but it's been many, 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 many a year, probably a few decades, in fact.
A few decades. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize it was that old.
Yeah.
And Joel, what part of the country do you hail from?
I'm originally from California, but I've been a transplanted New York actor for the last 20 years. Very proud of it, too.
So out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And a long history, I'm presuming, of doing shows and all kinds of things. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Let's see. I started off as a engineering major in college, but shortly after getting into the real world, I began indulging my delight in community theater, and it snowballed into saying, I've really got to see if I can pursue this for real. So I moved myself to New York City to see if I could find a professional life doing it, and I've been astoundingly lucky for myself.
Well, that's a great thing. Yes. It's probably not so much luck, is it, Amy, as talent?
No, usually it's not. What's that old saying about luck being hard work and opportunity? You know,
and it's a little serendipity. It's like being in the right place at the right time.
Well, there's always that involved with everyone and everything, except it doesn't last if there's not substantial talent behind it.
That's what I think. If anybody can get lucky, but when you have a career like Joel has built, if I may say so, you know, there's talent behind it, and we're thrilled to have him up. I think you've auditioned for us several times already in our little short tenure here, and we're just really excited it finally worked out that he's joining us. And now everyone in Rhode Island will know the great Joel Briel.
Yeah, and I had heard really charming things about the Theater by the Sea and had not gotten a chance to be up here or to work yet. And now that I'm here, I can see what all the buzz is about,
because it's a beautiful place, and we always talk a little bit about that. You're going to be playing the role of Mr. Mushnick, and that role is probably not a household name, not like the last show we had where we had Hello Dolly,
right,
and so forth, or A Chorus Line, and the two shows that have been so far.
Those are more classic classics, yes.
A little bit more classic classics. And Amy, tell us, when does the show start, first of all?
Well, we start our previews on Wednesday, so that is July 14th, for those who aren't looking at a calendar. And then we open Friday night and run through August 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Joel, the part of Mr. Mushnick, what is he? Which character?
I'm the grouchy old man who owns Mushnick's Skid Row Florist Shop on 1313 Skid Row in the middle of Nowheresville. And life is...
Urban Nowheresville.
Urban Skid Row, urban Nowheresville. And life is at its very bottommost point when our story begins.
All right. Well, speaking of story beginning, Amy, why don't you take us into this first song, which is entitled Skid Row, and tell us what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I think it just sets the mood. It's one of the earliest songs in the piece. And the two great things, or what I think this illustrates, is in fact sort of the despair of Skid Row, if you will, that we start our story in. But it's a great example of how amazing the music is and the different styles. So I think your listeners will really enjoy the style of the music.
And like any really good opening number, it sets up every character. You get who they are and what they're about by the time the number is done. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, as with frequently happens on the show, this song is a little bit longer of all the ones we're going to present today, so we'll listen to a portion of it and then be back with more.
Alarm goes off at 7 and you start uptown. You put in your 8 hours for the powers that have always been. Sing it, child, till it's 5 p.m.
Constantly pray I'll get out of here. Please won't somebody say I'll get out of here. Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here. Show me how and I will. I'll get out of here. I'll start climbing uphill and get out of here. Someone tell me I still can get out of here.
All right, we have everyone in that little shop of horrors mood now. And Amy, one of the things that's always worth mentioning over and over again is the beautiful surroundings we have at Theater by the Sea, and the bistro that is there, mm-hmm. the dinners, and the cabaret afterwards, and the beautiful gardens. Tell us, give us some more information about that.
Well, it is beautiful. It's, you know, about 5.5 acres. It is completely landscaped. For people who have never been there, I think they're kind of overwhelmed by the gorgeous gardens. There's a whole arbor walk. It's all planted just spectacularly. For people who have been there recently, many of us remember last year in Rhode Island was not such a special spring or summer. We had a lot of rain, not a lot of sunshine. This year, I'm in shock and awe, so to speak, of how gorgeous everything is. So absolutely come down and stroll down the Arbor Walk. As you mentioned, the cabaret is starting. Most weeknights, you know, contact the restaurant for the specifics on that. But it's a great place to just have dinner, see a show, and have a great night.
And now you can even put your name there, right?
Yeah.
And how does that work?
Well, we did. It was our first fundraising effort that we started last year, and we repaved, I guess you would say, the gazebo walkway. It needed some repairs, so we took that opportunity, and it's come out beautiful. And already people are saying, is it too late? Is it too late? No, it's not. Get your brick order in, and you can, as we say, help pave the way to the future.
Right.
It's a great way to leave your legacy.
Right. Be there for next season when you come back with it for the next series.
And many seasons
shows.
To come.
And many seasons to come. And Joel, back to the show, Little Shop, after that first song, I think we're ready for this next piece, which is called Dadu.
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 Yeah.
It does sound like A, but it isn't.
No, the show has a very, it was deliberately written based on the movie that it came from initially. It has a 50s, 60s sort of fun quality to it. And it's a little bit musical theater and a little bit of rock and roll
doo-wop-y
type influence and doo-wop-y stuff. It's fun. And we have three brilliant young ladies who form, they're the street urchins. They're the only ones in the whole story who sort of know everything that's going on Skid Row. And when the story needs to, they become sort of the Greek chorus. They do the backup stuff, and they sing. They introduce all of the various ideas
to the
as they go,
like stepping away from it. Is that correct?
And helping to sort of push the story forward and explain it.
They drag all the characters through their moments, and the Dadu is what they sing as the main character Seymour is explaining where this strange otherworldly plant that he has come up with has where it came from.
All right, well, listen, this one's really short, so we'll get this whole one in.
I was walking in the wholesale flower district one day, and I passed by this place where this old Chinese man, he sometimes sells me weird and exotic cuttings. Because he knows, you see, that strange plants are my hobby. He didn't have anything unusual there that day.
No, Dad.
So I was, you know, just gonna walk on by.
Good for you.
When suddenly, and without warning, there was this total eclipse of the sun. It got very dark, and there was a strange humming sound like something from another world.
Dad.
When the light came back, this weird plant was just sitting there.
Oopsie-doo.
Just stuck in among the zinnias. Now, I could have sworn it wasn't there before, but the old Chinese man sold it to me anyway. For $1.95.
Amy, this sounds like it's going to be a real fun evening for people to take this in. And in order to do that, they can order tickets if they don't have them yet by doing what?
Well, our box office is open every day if people are in the neighborhood or coming down to Matunuck. The easiest way, I think, is to go on the website, theaterbythesea.com. There's scheduling, all kinds of information about the season. And, of course, you can purchase tickets directly that way or call the box office, which is 401-782-TKTS, which is also 8587. So we try and make it as easy as possible.
That's right. Just go down and ask for Amy, and she'll come out from wherever she is, give you great seats.
I've sold a ticket or two in my time there.
All right, Joel, the show, getting back to the show, we're going to put a couple numbers together right now. Tell us about these next two before we take our break.
I guess the first number you're going to do is Grow For Me, and Seymour has this wonderful plant that is about to, hopefully going to make him rich and famous, but it's extremely sickly, and he has yet to discover the magic secret whereby to make it healthy. And this number, Grow For Me, explains how and where that comes about.
Yes. How he needs
to feed it.
And that's going to run into Mushnik and Son.
Right, Mushnik's son comes a little later in the show. Mushnik has adopted Seymour. He's kept him in his shop for years and years, but they've been at a distance from one another. But now, when Mushnik realizes that there's a giant green cash cow on his hands, he decides that Seymour is too valuable to let go, and so he proposes an adoption. And Seymour, after some, when you see Mr. Mushnik, will realize why. Seymour reluctantly thinks it over, and then finally finally agrees towards the end, yes.
All right, we'll listen to these two, then take a short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea and its presentation of Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, Tooey. Tooey, I don't know what else to do for you. Mr. Mushnick and Audrey, they just met you, but I've been going through this for weeks. Grow and wilt, spurt and flop. Are you sickly little plant, or you're just stubborn? What is it you want? What is it you need? I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash. You've given me zip. Oh, God, how I missed you. Oh, pod, how you tease. Now, please grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've hit your back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture from desert to mud. I've given you grow light tech, mineral supplements. What do you want from me, bud? Ow! Damn roses! Damn thorns! Clumsy me. Hey, Tooey, look what happened. Hey, open up. I wonder what made you do that. I think I know what made you do that. Well, I guess a few drops couldn't hurt, long as you don't make a habit out of it or anything. I've given you sunlight. I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy unless I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops, if that'll appease. Now please, oh please, ouch, grow for me?
Seymour.
Sir?
How would you like to be my son? How would you like to be my own adopted boy? I never liked him much before, but count the cash that's in the drawer. I've got no choice, I'm a coupon, say yes.
What for?
Seymour, I want to be your dad. I'll gladly treat you like my blood and my own flesh.
Like Ozzie Nelson, Dave and Rick.
Like Honey Fitz and take your pick.
Then kiss me quick, I'll be your son.
Don't make me sick, just be my son. Mushnick and Son, sounds great. Three words with the ring of fate. So say you'll incorporate with me. A florist dream comes true. Mushnick and his bicycle view. What business we'll do for FDD?
Like Andy Hardy and the judge. Like Susan Mercury, like Duma, Feast and Pear. In trouble, sickness, and in health.
We'll share the planet, share the wealth. I'll call my lawyer,
call me son. Mushnick and Son, that's that. Officially, I'm your brat. Consider the matter closed and done. Now to the world, let's stick our senior and junior stick. Through thin and through thick,
through sloppy and slick,
through kiss and through kick.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are sitting with Theater by the Sea's Amy Turner. Once again, she is the producing artistic director of the theater, actually the Ocean State Theater, correct? Explain that.
Yeah, well, Theater by the Sea is being run as a not-for-profit organization. Ocean State Theater Company is that organization. And so I guess technically I would be the president of that company. Doesn't that sound fun?
It is.
And
Madam President.
But the producing artistic director, because of course everybody knows the Theater by the Sea, it is in fact that property in that space. So that's fine. I'll be the producing artistic director of Theater by the Sea. But yes, the producing entity is Ocean State Theater Company. And as I've said before, and you and I have discussed, there's a real, I think, desire in the community and certainly within our organization that the community is there to support us. And so we want to be there to make sure that these doors don't close again. A lot of people do remember that it closed for almost 4 years, mm-hmm. not that long ago. So Our goal is to keep them open.
That is a great goal, and you're doing a great job with the shows that you brought in the last few years.
Thank you.
And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the first two shows, first one being A Chorus Line, which you had actually a starring role. Amy played the role of Cassie, and she was absolutely fantastic. And if you missed it, too bad we don't have instant replay.
Thank you very much.
See her legs on radio, you'd know why she played the role.
And then just finishing up was Hello, Dolly! With Katie Huffman.
Yes.
And that was another phenomenal presentation. Katie did a great job. We had the privilege of having her in studio and as a guest and Tony Award winner, and did a great job with that role.
And that's what's exciting. Of course, that show closed today. And then in, 72 hours, we'll have a whole new show, new sets, new costumes, new lights. New everything and a whole new experience. So, there's two shows left. Even if you missed the first two, you can come back twice more.
Catch it. And we'll tell you about some other things that are happening at the theater. And Joel, how does it feel to come into an environment where one show is going on and you have to start rehearsal for the next show and have a very limited time to do it? Are you used to that?
I have done summer stock before. We have a bit more luxury here on the Theater by the Sea schedule in that you have about 2.5 weeks to put a show together. And really, if you do your homework and pay attention and keep your brain on straight, right, Amy? That's enough time to do it. About within 1 week, we've got nearly the whole show staged, and the next week we'll polish and fix, and then half a week you do all the technical things with lights and sound and drag in the audience, and away you go. So it's a privilege to have that much time to do it.
It's exciting.
Broadway shows are they lollygag it out to a month and a half rehearsal. That's nothing.
Not like the movies where you can take and retake and just take as much time as you want.
Yeah,
but let's get to the next piece of music, which is Feed Me.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel, tell us about that.
The plant that Seymour has discovered has been just this strange object for much of the show. And then all of a sudden we discover that it has otherworldly intelligence and it opens up its weird little mouth and begins to speak. And of course, the first thing it demands is dinner. and Seymour...
Much like any young child.
Yeah, there you go. Its name is Audrey because Seymour is in love with the girl Audrey in the story. If Audrey, the plant's name, he's in love with Audrey, and so he named the plant Audrey too. And so, but all of a sudden it opens up its trap and this booming baritone voice comes out of it and demands dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, in fact.
All at once.
Yes. And Seymour has essentially no choice but to agree because the plot has to move forward.
We have to keep going. All right. We'll listen to a portion of Feed Me right now and then be back.
Sudden changes surround me. Lady Luck came and found me. Thanks a million for making the magic you do. Thanks to you, sweet Petunia, Mushnick's taken a junior. And someday when I own this whole shop, I'll remember I owe it to you. Who cares if I've been a little on the anemic side these past few weeks? So what if I've had a few dizzy spells, a little lightheadedness? It's been worth it, old pal. Tui, I'm a little hungry. I'ma go down to Schmendrick's and get a bite to eat. I'll see you later.
Feed me.
I beg your pardon?
Feed me.
Tui,
You talk. You open your trap, your thing, and you said,
"Feed me, Quailbone, feed me now."
I'll run down to the corner and pick you up some nice chopped sirloin.
Must be blood.
Cooey, that's disgusting.
Must be fresh.
I don't want to hear this.
Feed me.
Does it have to be human?
Feed me.
Does it have to be mine?
Feed me.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. Cause if you feed me, Seymour,
on feeding you kill people.
I'll make it worth your while.
Look, you're a plant, an inanimate object.
Does this look inanimate to you, punk? If I can talk and I can move, who's to say I can't do anything I want?
Like what?
Like deliver, pal. Like see you get everything your secret greasy heart desires. Would you like a Cadillac car? Or get shot on Jack Paul? How about a date? A big wheel, dining out for every meal. I'm the plant to make it all real. You're gonna get it. I'm your genie, I'm your friend, I'm your willing slave. Take a chance, just feed me, and you know the kind of heat, the kind of red hot drinks, the kind of sticky licky sweets I crave. Come on, Seymour, don't be a putz. Trust me, and your life will surely rival King Tut's. Show a little initiative, work the guts and you'll get it.
I don't know.
Come on, boy.
I don't know.
Lionel.
I have so.
Tell it to the Marines.
So many strong reservations.
Cut the crap and bring on the meat.
Should I go?
My.
And perform mutilations.
Now let me see here. Think about a room with the Ritz, wrapped in velvet, covered in glitz. A little nookie gonna clean up your zits, and you get it.
She had like a Harley machine, tooling around like I was James Dean, making all the guys on the corner turn green.
Go get it. If you wanna be profound, if you really gotta justify.
Nice thing to say. I don't know anybody who deserves to get chopped up and fed to a hungry plant.
Sure you do.
Stupid woman. Christ, what a friggin' scatterbrain.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I'm sorry, Doctor.
Get the hell in there and pick up the goddamn squatty, you dizzy cow.
Yes, Doctor.
Amy, that's Feed Me. Now we go to the part that a lot of people remember from this show if they've seen the movie, and that's the dentist, right?
That's right. It's a silly movie. You know, there always has to be sort of that villain. There has to be the crazy character, and that in this piece is the dentist. He's the person that's in the way of true love. And it's comic. I love this song because it really shows the style. It shows the time period and the extreme that these writers were willing to sort of go to tell this amusing story.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, I should have asked you this before we went on air. Was that played by Steve Martin in the movie?
It was, indeed.
Right. Good.
You know, and I think it's interesting to just say quickly that there was an original 1960s movie, and that's what this is based off of, which was Jack Nicholson's first movie role, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
he plays a patient.
He played a masochistic patient who loved pain. And the movie we all
remember was actually based off of this off-Broadway play, and mm-hmm. then it ended up going back to Broadway. So its genus, so to speak, was all the way back in the very early 1960s.
All right, we'll listen to Dentist.
When I was younger, just a bad little kid, my mama noticed funny things I did. Like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies, and when I was done, I'd find a pussycat bashing its head. That's when my mama said,
what did she say?
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist.
You'll be a dentist.
You'll have a talent for causing things pain.
Hey.
Son, be a dentist.
Son, be a dentist.
People will pay you to be inhumane.
Inhumane.
Your temperament's wrong for the priesthood, and teaching would suit you still less.
Son, be a dentist.
You'll be a success.
Girls, the leader of the pack. Watch him suck up that gas. Oh my God. He's a dentist and he'll never ever be any good.
Who wants their teeth done by the Marquis de Sade? Oh, that hurts. I'm not numb.
Oh, shut up. Open wide. Here I come. I am your dentist.
Goodness gracious.
And I enjoy the career that I picked.
Love it.
I am your dentist.
Pretty braces.
Get off on the pain I inflict.
Really love it.
When I start extracting those molars, you girls will be screaming like holy rollers. And though it may cause my patients distress,
somewhere
in heaven above me, I know that my mama's proud of me. 'Cause I'm a dentist. Say ah.
Ah.
Say ah.
Ah.
Now spit.
Now, one of the things I love at conducting conversations is I learn a lot. And off air, we were just talking about the fact that I mentioned the Steve Martin character and the movie that I'm familiar with, which was the 1980s. But this actually goes back to, as you were saying, Joel, back to 1960-ish, mm-hmm. right? And with the Jack Nicholson's first movie. And
I don't know if it was his first movie, but this is the first one a lot of people recognize him from. Yeah, Roger Corman directed this movie, and he was known for doing dreadful, bad science fiction stuff in the time.
Because it was all at that Ed Wood time. Mm-hmm. It was all The Blob, The Thing. It was all mm-hmm. of those B-movies, and that's right. what this was originally, was what my father would have loved. You know, he loved going to the movies, but we sort of think of them as those cult classics, if you will.
Amy, that would have been about the same time I was going to the movies. Never mind.
No, I think my father's a bit older than you.
So let's see if we have the chronology correct here. There was
1960, Roger Corman put out the black and white movie.
And then in the mid-80s,
Ashman and Menken... Somebody came up with it, or somebody said, you should musicalize this because it's just an outrageously funny story. And so it became an off-Broadway musical that played for years.
Oh, at the time, it was the longest-running off-Broadway musical.
Made a star out of
Ellen
Green.
Other than falsettos.
Not
falsettos. What am I saying? What's the famous off-Broadway...
Fantastic.
Sorry.
Ask
yes.
me anything you like, I'll give you a snappy answer.
Yeah.
Well, so then...
And then just a few years after that off-Broadway musical became a hit, then they made a beautiful color movie of the musical with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Ellen Green, who was from the off-Broadway musical, she was the only one that they brought into the movie because she was too perfect as Audrey at the time. They had to keep her. So
Now, as with every show, there's always a little touch of niceness, right? And that gets to this next song, right, Amy?
Yes, this is our sweet Audrey, the character that everything revolves around, that Seymour's in love with. And she, as she says, she dreams of a place where everything is green, where somewhere that's green, because, you know, she's stuck in Skid Row and it's dirty mm-hmm. and it's dark and there's no sunshine. And this is her dream.
All right. Well, we'll listen to the dream and then take a short break and be back with more.
I know Seymour's the greatest, but I'm dating a semi. sadist. So I got a black eye and my arms in a cast. Still, that scene was a cutie. Well, if not, he's good enough, beauty. And I dream of a place where we could be together at last.
What kind of a place is that, honey? An emergency room?
Oh, no, it's just a daydream of mine. A little development I dream of just off the interstate. Not fancy like Levittown. Just a little street in a little suburb, far, far from urban Skid Row. Oh, I dream about it all the time. Just me and the toaster and a sweet little guy like Seymour. A matchbox of our own, a fence of real chain link, a grill out on the patio, dispose all in the sink, a washer and a dryer, and an ironing machine, in a tractor that we share.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we are sitting with Joel Briel, who is starring in Little Shop of Horrors, and Amy Turner, who is normally the producing artistic director, but in this show, I haven't mentioned it yet, you are the director, correct?
I am.
Yay,
yes.
Amy.
Yay, Amy.
Thank you. I'm having a great time with this. I'm very excited for everyone to see it.
And in your role as president of the Ocean State Theater, why don't you tell us about the other things that are coming up real quick this season?
Well, we're right in the middle of our children's series, and that's on Fridays. There's lots of information, again, on the website about that. We have a couple of shows left, so we always say, if you know someone young and you want to introduce them to the magic of theater, it's a great place, such a special environment, as you said. And then our last show, which we'll get to, I guess, the next time you and I speak in this studio.
In just a few weeks.
Is the Full Monty, which everybody's excited about. They're talking about it already. So get your tickets now to go see the Full Monty.
And that's going to run August 4th through the 29th.
That's correct.
All right. Well, we look forward to that show. In the meantime, Joel, we're going to put a couple songs together to try to wrap this story up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about this next one, which is Closed for Renovations.
This is just a quick number. The most brilliant theatrical thing about this musical is that the plant is portrayed as a series of puppets that get bigger and bigger and bigger as it eats more and gets more powerful. And so this is an opportunity. Not only is the shop getting better, but they clean it all up and reveal the new plant. And it's bigger than you ever would have imagined. and then you're going to do Suddenly Seymour as well, right?
Run,
yes.
Run
that,
right.
That it goes into where Seymour finally has the courage to declare his love for beloved Audrey. And this is classic musical theater moment, you know, hug and kiss and walk off into the sunset, except the story isn't over yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're closed for renovation. We're spiffing up and grooming, 'cause customers are flocking and business has been booming. We need refrigeration in our new improved display, so we're closed for renovation today. Cause fortune has been smiling, so now we're due for painting, new plumbing and retiling. We'll make a ship-shaped showplace of a little shop, and then tomorrow we'll be open again.
Seymour, aren't you finished yet?
I'm doing my best, but all these band-aids makes it kinda hard.
Seymour, you've been getting hurt so much lately.
We're good for renovation, we're swapping down and booming, cause business has been thriving since Audrey 2's been blooming. The phones have not stopped ringing with the customers.
bunch of peonies.
Another dozen daisies, please.
Geraniums, anemones.
Forget-me-not and fleur-de-lis.
Gladys home deliveries.
A painted rose and sea of bees. We're close for renovation.
Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside you. Don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your
nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure.
As usual, time flies when we're talking about Theater by the Sea and the production that's coming up. Joel, I want to thank you so much for coming in and being our guest today.
My pleasure, Mike.
You.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing your performance. And Amy, I look forward to seeing you directing in this situation.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Thanks again for coming in, Amy.
You're so welcome.
Let me say thanks to the people of Rhode Island for supporting live theater.
Yay.
That means more to actors than we can ever say. And it
Absolutely.
Can never be done enough. So.
And it's
come on out, folks.
Come on down. It's a beautiful place, and don't hesitate and get a chance to meet Joel. If you say that you heard this interview, he might even buy you a drink at the gazebo bar. I mean, you never know.
It could happen.
But thank you once again. We have two more songs we're going to quickly play that kind of wrap the show up. We're not going to talk a lot about them because I think you'll get the idea. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
He's got your number now. He knows just what you've done. You got no place to hide. you got nowhere to run. He knows your life of crime. I think it's upper time. He's got his bags all straight. You know he's on your trail. He's gonna turn you in. They're gonna put you in jail. He's got the goods and I'm all set for supper time.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun.
Robert's Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.